Today in Georgia Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, well, the Georgia's 2011 legislative session was a heated one when it came to the issue of immigration, and even though when the gavel sounded a resolution of sorts had been passed, the discussion still isn't over. As one of the main elements that had concerned agriculture and the business community, the E-Verify mandate was still included, it was done so with a delayed implementation date designed to give the state a little more time to assess the true impacts of the requirement. And Georgia Ag Commissioner Gary Black says immigration reform is not as black and white as it may seem.
Nobody I know of is for illegal immigration. Nobody's for pathways to citizenship and all those kinds of things that usually get brought into this debate. But certainly we in agriculture must have a legal workforce. And we, quite frankly, our issues are going to be solved at the federal level. And we've still got a call on our national leaders for reform that provides a common sense program and a legal workforce so that we can help generate those dollars in rural Georgia and help feed America and the world.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.